Coming up this week on The Youth Perspective.
Fam STEM Bomb is a nonprofit organization for girls who are interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. Our overall mission is to empower, equip, and educate, essentially to diversify the Bahamian workforce. And so our program is almost like an incubator to not only make girls aware of what STEM and STEAM is, like you said, but also to equip them to be future STEM professionals in the country and outside of the country.
The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. You don't want to miss this episode each Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on 1540 a.m. Power 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the Youth Perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
And we're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective. Yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you so much for tuning in each and every Saturday on The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. And of course, this edition of The Youth Perspective is going to be a very special one. No stranger to the Youth Perspective, we have the one and only, the dynamic Mrs. Tyronda Glinton, and she is the founder of Fam STEM Bahamas, ladies and gentlemen. It's not our first time, but it's so great to have you back again.
And it's always good to be here.
Yes, yes, ma'am, indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, you're locked into 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration 107.9 FM. And it's so great to have you back in studio.
Thank you once again for inviting me and for me being a part of this awesome program. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you too. And we've had really great conversations, you know, last year, this year. So we really had really great conversations last year, this year, having conversations around the realm of STEM, mm-hmm. right? And every opportunity I get, you know, I really push it in there and let persons know what it's all about.
Right.
So before we get, well, let's start off with what is Fam STEM Bahamas, and then we're going to talk a little bit about STEM, mm-hmm. STEAM, mm-hmm. break it down for persons so they can understand what we're talking about.
Sure. So Fam STEM Bahamas is a nonprofit organization for girls who are interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. Our overall mission is to empower, equip, and educate, essentially to diversify the Bahamian workforce. And so our program is almost like an incubator to not only make girls aware of what STEM and STEAM is, like you said, but also to equip them to be future STEM professionals in the country and outside of the country.
And could I say, I wish you were around when I was in high school. Because I think, and maybe it's a show that maybe I need to do, mm-hmm. When we look at alternative, you know, careers, alternative pathways. You know, I've had esports mm-hmm. professionals awesome. On the show. Mm-hmm. We've had software engineers, you know, we've had, you know, persons from Brief. So we've had all these different alternative career pathways that maybe when I was even growing up, mm-hmm. that maybe didn't seem so viable. But now with climate change, with, you know, having gone through a pandemic, certain things that weren't at the forefront mm-hmm. are now at the forefront. We're right. talking about AI, you know, we're talking about all these different things. And so it really gives the young person's growing up a wider space to be able to figure out what they want to do with their life.
Yeah, I agree. I certainly wish I had a program similar to this as well. You did have, and you still do, have like other programs like Technical Cadet Course Program that is offered by BTVI that was recent. Well, the government of the Bahamas hosted a BTVI that was recently resumed. And you would hear about things like career technical education at the Ministry of Education. So you would hear about the engineering courses or technical drawing courses or computer studies that is being offered. But in terms of the way that these skill sets can be applied in a career is where I think the gap is. And knowing that there are more alternatives to the formal, what we know as education, the standard education options, there is STEM, other STEM-related courses. And STEM is all around us, but we'll talk more about what that is, I guess, further along. But essentially, the whole program is to make it not only seem less intimidating, but making them aware that, hey, this is something that I can do. I could do it from home or I could do it abroad. And it is not as intimidating as we may have think of it to be. Because when people hear about like chemical engineering or chemistry or math or anything along those lines, we tend to shudder and fear and like, oh my God, this is so hard. But it's also to like basically break that perception of what these people look like who are in this profession and what these subjects are and mean to us on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And the power, I think, you know, behind the youth perspective is that we get to bring behemoths, mm-hmm. you know, that are doing these professions, that are in the workforce, and they're doing it. And so you could see, or rather you could hear, what is it like to do what they're doing? And so it doesn't seem as far-fetched.
Right.
You know, and maybe one day we'll get a behemoth, you know, astronaut or something yeah. like that on the show,
yeah.
you know.
yeah. And, you know, Aisha Bo, she's a behemoth heritage, mm-hmm. but she is supposed to, I think, if it has not happened as yet, be not maybe one of the first non-astronauts mm-hmm. to actually orbit into space. So it is achievable. It is reachable. And I think with the continuation of just exposing young people and people in general about the opportunities that exist in these fields, then I think people will be more open-minded about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so let's get into things. As we know that FemSTEM has some incredible things on the way. Mm-hmm. But break down STEM, mm-hmm. and then let's talk about what FemSTEM has coming up.
Right. So STEM or STEAM is an acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And the STEAM aspect of it is incorporating the arts, because art is essentially still a part of what it STEM is. So STEM is all around us, from this mic I'm speaking into, yeah. audio engineering. All of the components, our body is the atoms, the everything about us involves STEM. So essentially it's just a study of science, technology, engineering, and math. And STEAM, like I say, incorporates the arts. So it's just making people aware, like I said before, of what are the options. We know typically we hear about the doctors and all of those generalized, I guess, skill sets and disciplines or professions, but within each of those are different opportunities or different branches within each discipline. Mm-hmm. So again, that's what it is that we plan to do and hope to continue to do. And really, we are focused on females, and I just want to say that as well, just because of the lack of inclusion in certain areas in STEM, we do have an oversaturation of certain professions that may have more females than males, but essentially across the board, it's in other areas like technology. For example, the field that I am in, we have more men dominating the industry, and especially in leadership capacities. So we are focused on just trying to upskill the females in that area. However, we do have future initiatives that will incorporate boys on the male gender as well, mm-hmm. so that they can also take advantage of the opportunities that we have to offer.
And what initially encouraged you to start FemSTEM? Like, what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, essentially, it was a two-part thing. So I originally was a part of a pageant organization, and organizations that the girls who are competing would have to have a platform. And one of the contestants, she was an engineering major, and she couldn't find any organization to volunteer or to build a platform with. And so I was trying to encourage her. I was like, why don't you go and start an organization to, you know, since you can't find anything. She was like, oh, Ms. Clinton, I don't know. So that was the first thing. I was like, okay, this is a need here. The second thing was, I am in technology, like I said, and my sister, she studied biochem at the University of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. and she was having a hard time really trying to nail down a profession, because in the science field or industry is so wide and broad, and biochem is even more broader. So for her to try to find out where to go, and she really couldn't find like a resource to go to say, hey, I need some guidance on what profession I could possibly consider in this whole spectrum of biochem. So I said, okay, you know what, if I didn't have technical cadet corps program and if I didn't have some form of direction, I probably wouldn't even be in the field that I'm in today, which is very, for me, was a blessing for me to actually continue to do. So I said, you know, let me find or create a platform for across the discipline for young women to be able to find an opportunity to say, have guidance, to be mentored, to be, I guess, directed in this industry. And not only, like I said, if they're not necessarily not aware of what they want to do, if they have an idea of what they want to do, but also don't know what the next steps are from a real world perspective, then let me put this platform here for them to be able to do that. So hence, Femme Sembamus was born in 2021.
Oh, you've been going for a minute now.
Yeah,
you're getting up there. Yeah. And so let's talk about this after school program that you guys have coming up.
So yeah, we've been on a little break, but we are resuming our after school program on March 2nd, and we are at a new location at Crypto Isles. They partner with us, and so our classes will now be on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and we are offering 3D printing and modeling as our main course this year. It will run for from the beginning of March to the end of May, and so we are hoping that we have more girls not only be aware of what it is that we offer, but register and participate so that we can ultimately have some not girls that not only, you know, produce great innovation, but to be able to compete and showcase what it is that the Bahamas have to offer. Because being in this now, I also realize that there are a lot of opportunities for our young people to be exposed in this industry. However, they don't have like a foundation to build on to be able to compete. And so a lot of times I see competitions, we are invited to compete in different STEM-based programs. Like they had just had the Caribbean Olympiads and we didn't have a representation from the Bahamas. Wow. So for me, that is also important for not only us, but in terms of FemSTEM, but the Bahamas to have a group of young people to be able to compete in these types of competitions and events and to be able to expose what it is that they're able to do.
Yeah. No, that's very important. Mm-hmm. And we often talk a lot about representation, mm-hmm. Being able to, you know, represent a small but mighty country. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to represent so well in the arts and in sports and all these different endeavors, but now we need to represent in the STEM field as
indeed,
well.
Indeed. And I, like you say, tiny but mighty, and we really do well. We did actually had an opportunity to represent the Bahamas when we first started in an international Caribbean competition, and we actually placed top 10, and it was two groups. It was our group and it was another group from the Bahamas as well who placed in the top 5. So we know it can be done. We have brilliant students. We have brilliant minds, and I'm certain that once they are exposed to the opportunities, they'll be able to excel.
Mm-hmm. And so what are the ages?
So we have another announcement. So Usually we did our group involved girls from grades 10 to 12, but now we reduced it to grades 9. So it's 9 to 12. So the ages are some as early as 12 to 18 years old. So we invite junior high students in the 9th grade to register and participate in these upcoming after school programs and any other events and activities that we offer.
And so, wow, this is exciting. And so this is going to lead you in, I guess, closer to the summer.
Right.
Is there anything coming up for the summer?
Yeah, so you're just waiting for the papers to be signed, sealed, and delivered. But we are hoping to partner with Ministry of Agriculture. Well, it's on the table now.
Okay.
To host a national hackathon competition, which will combine agriculture and technology. And we are hopeful that this will happen real soon. And we will be hosting male students as well. So
wonderful.
We have opportunities. You always are asked, oh, what about the boys? Well, here is an opportunity for you boys to be a part of this awesome hackathon competition. And we also are now opening our STEM ambassador program, which essentially allows both males and females in the schools to serve as a representation of what STEM is. So if they're in the STEM program at their school, if they're doing any discipline relative to STEM, they could serve as a STEM ambassador. And essentially what that means is they will not only have the opportunity to represent the country in any international competitions that we come across, but they also have the opportunity to share the message about what STEM is and careers and opportunities that exist in that field.
Okay, now we got to go back because you said a whole lot in that particular sentence. Now, let's go back right quick just to the hackathon.
Right.
I see it a lot because of the WhatsApp groups that I'm in.
Right.
But what is a hackathon?
So a hackathon is just like a mini competition. It usually involves preparations for this competition. So they first of all be aware of what it is that they a project or an endeavor they have to complete a problem they have to solve essentially. So it's usually 2 days. They prepare them for whatever solution they have to find. They give them a problem and then you have to find a solution to the problem. And then usually teams compete. So a hackathon is just like a mini competition.
Okay.
For us though, with the difference between that what a typical hackathon is and what it is that we are hoping to offer is we will prepare you longer than a 2-day period for the actual hackathon competition. So we'll have a program prior to, and then when it's time to compete, then you're able to compete for the actual hackathon that is going to be led by the Ministry of Agriculture.
Okay. Very interesting. And then now the STEM Ambassador Program, is that something that's in all schools or how can...
Yeah, so we are hopeful that we partner with the Ministry of Education relative to this, but it will be offered to all schools throughout the Bahamas. So you can be in Grand Bahama, Abaco, Inagua, Eleuthera, and you could be a STEM ambassador. So what we'll do is like have a formalized group, and every time there's an opportunity, we share the message and invite the students, the STEM ambassador, not only to represent the schools or their themselves, but also, like I said, share the message with other students.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is amazing work. Amazing work. You have a big task.
It's a big task.
Yeah.
I am passionate about it, though, so... For me, it's whatever it takes at this time to get it done.
Yeah.
It's not easy with a small team, but we are going to get it done.
All right, indeed. Now, to be a part of these things, we need to know the social medias. We need to know. We need to be able to follow y'all.
Right.
And so when y'all post a flyer, we can be able to be a part of it. How can we follow you?
So you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and TikTok, because we know that's where our audience is.
TikTok, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we are FemSTEM Bahamas on all of those platforms. We are about to rebrand our website, thankfully, and with partnership with Mingra, Studios, who offered us free upgrade to our website. So we will also be sending out a newsletter real soon to all persons who are already subscribed to our website. But again, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter and LinkedIn as FemSTEM Bahamas.
Yeah, so make sure go follow them right now. So we do have a few more minutes left. Is there anything that we forgot to mention that we need to plug in here?
I just want to say that beyond what it is that we are offering, we hope that, you know, the educational institutions continue to foster the space for STEM to be a viable option. I know it's hard relative to, you know, budgeting or whatever it may be, but we hope that one day that we'll just be a support system to what already exists in the country. We want to be able, that's how we export everything else. We want to be able to export our STEM-based skills. And as a professional in the industry, I see the importance of not only being educated in the area, but also being able to speak to it when time permits us to do so, and to have representation, like you mentioned before, or a seat at the table when the opportunities does present itself, whether it's professionally or outside of the realm of careers. So I just want to say that I want to thank all of our sponsors who have come on board so far in the presence of Templeton Foundation, Lyford Key Foundation, and Shell Petroleum, who really came on board. And without their sponsorship, we are not able to do what it is that we have to do. And like I said, also Crypto Isles, who have recently volunteered their space to us to be able to do such amazing work. But we still have a lot more to do. And we hope to invite volunteers who are passionate about educating young people. Even if you don't understand what STEM is, it's not about that. It's really just a platform to provide another opportunity, another outlet for our young people, as we know all of what's going on as it relates to crime and all the social ills that we have. We just want to extend another arm to what it is that, you know, NGO or community service based group can do to help our young people to find an alternative to what it is that they have going on now in their home. So I just want to, like I say, thank everybody who've partnered with us so far and invite volunteers if you want to render your time or your service to be a part of this initiative. And we will be here to continue to support you as well.
And for young persons listening in, I always like to talk about the young girl is listening in Rumkey, the young boy in Anagua, you know, and all the other islands. I won't start calling islands, but any encouragement you give to them, maybe they're thinking about it or maybe they're not sure, you know, but it sounds really good what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Any encouragement for them?
Yeah, I would like to use my personal story. I've never done it before.
Okay, sure. Go
on. But, you know, from all things, from everything, from somebody looking from the outside in and knowing me and my history, not coming from a wealthy family or coming from a background that, you know, I had a leg up in society. You know, people look at me now and say, you're so successful, but not realizing that my success came as a result of this opportunity as it relates to technology. I was exposed early to it from my uncle who had his game. Everybody know, but PlayStation and Nintendo and all of these different things, but he was the first person in my family who went off to college. And I was introduced to technology through him. And without being educated in this particular field and without having an after school program such as Technical Cadets, I cannot say that I would be as successful as I am today, and I still have room to grow and to do better. So I would say to the young man or the young woman who may seem like there is not an opportunity for you, there's always an opportunity. You have to look at the things that present itself, but also have an open mind to what it is that you can do. And if I could do it, and we say this a lot, but it's not cliche, if I can do it, you can do it too. So it don't have to be STEM or FemSTEM Bahamas. It could be another program. It could be another opportunity that it presents itself. Grab hold of it, onto it. And make it to the best of your ability. So, yeah, that's my word of encouragement today.
I love it. I love it. Now, before we wrap up things, any closing comments? And, of course, if persons want to reach out to you, they can do it right through the social media pages, right?
Right, they can. Or they can email us at info@femstembahamas.org. My name on Facebook, Instagram is Tyronda, Tyronda. So if you want to reach out to me personally. Again, I want to say thank you to the Youth Perspective for always providing this means for young people and young at heart to be able to showcase what it is that they do, because we always have the negative things about what it is that is going on. But we do have a lot of talented, well-mannered, educated young people. And we are glad to be able to be a part of this show and a part of this platform to be able to speak on what it is that we're doing, but also to hear from others who are doing the same. So, yeah, that's my closing marks as it relates to that.
I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. FemSTEM Bahamas founder, ladies and gentlemen. And we spoke about the after-school program, the hackathon, the national hackathon. I'm excited about that. We got to bring you back when that's getting closer. Also, the STEM Ambassador Program is sure to be exciting as well. And ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow FemSTEM Bahamas at FemSTEM Bahamas on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Mm-hmm. What else is it?
Twitter. LinkedIn.
Yeah, X. So make sure go ahead and check them out, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing big things. No stranger to the Youth Perspective. And we love hearing their stories and what they're doing. And we wish them all the best in this year and the years to come.
Thank you very much.
We thank you so much for being a part of the show. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you have yourself a wonderful evening and you continue to keep it locked right here at 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, the National Voice of the Bahamas, Inspiration 107.9 FM with yours truly, Kashik and Jamal. I'll see you next week, Saturday. We'll do it all over again for the Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashik and Jamal. Good evening.
I'm trying to be great and I'm on my way. Way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of the Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. here on The Youth Perspective. We'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Keshik and Jamal.